Five calls says it all. It's all going to come up to you. What would you have done in this situation? Really, I'm going to put you on the spot. Who was right, me or my husband? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Producer John and producer Sean, here's what happened. Yeah. Raven's out on vacation. All right. We were driving around this past weekend, and we were on like a busy road, like a four-lane road, right? And there was this teenager. He had his hoodie up. And he kept doing this thing where we were driving down the main section of the road. And he kept going into the traffic whenever there was a light and putting his hand out to stop the traffic so he could cross. Okay? So I'm looking at this kid and I'm like, what? I'm like, this kid's going to get killed. I'm like, what is this kid doing? But the kid was closer to my side because I was sitting in the passenger seat. And we watched him do it once. And then we watched him doing twice. And somehow, with the flow of traffic, we continuously kept being next to this kid.
Okay.
So I go, I go, this kid is out of his mind. Where are his parents? Somebody didn't teach him. And I'm ranting like a lunatic.
Of course, yeah.
So Paul, my husband, goes, you need to tell him. I go, what? He's like, roll down the window and tell him to stop doing that. He's going to get hit by a car. And I was like, Paul, he's like 15, 16 years old. He's not 8. Like, he understands that walking into traffic, holding up his hand so cars will stop is probably not right and not legal. He is consciously making this decision to do so. And if I do it, like, all he's going to do is yell at me or just tell me, like, old lady, mind your own business.
That's the exact problem. He's already in the mindset of, I'm going to mess around. I'm going to break the rules. I'm going to push the limits. If you engage at that point, he's already in the mindset to be like, who are you? I'm going to completely ignore you and probably yell something offensive at you, too.
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, at this point, this has nothing to do with me. But he's like, no, you're a grown-up and he's a kid. And, like, maybe you saying something will be the one thing that gets his mindset into, all right, let me stop doing this like a jerk.
You're going to be the hero. You're going to turn his whole life around.
Sean, what do you think?
I think Paul's right, man. You should have said something to him. You're his ride or die. You're his wife. For better or for worse, you should have said something to this young man.
To support Paul?
Yes.
Who cares? I'm more worried about the kid.
I always feel like people like this kid are going to keep doing this until someone puts him in their place. Anna, you could have been that person. You could have been that person that changes his life, changes his mindset to not walk in front of traffic with his hand up.
I don't know. I mean, he was wearing a hoodie. I feel like when you're wearing a hoodie, that, like, it means, like, don't mess with me because I'm looking for confrontation. Is that crazy talk?
You've flown up a flag. You're saying, no, I'm dangerous. Look at me. I'm secretive. My eyes are barely visible underneath this hood.
The psychotic part right now that I just realized is all three of us in this room are wearing hoodies.
Yep.
I was going to say we're all wearing hoodies, though.
All right, what do you think? Five calls says it all. Would you have said something to this kid or no? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. What would you do in this situation? Over the weekend, my husband Paul and I were driving down a pretty busy road. It was like a four-lane busy road. And there was a teenager who had his hoodie up, and he kept going into the intersections and putting up his hand to stop traffic so he could cross. And he did it several times, and we kept seeing him do it as we were inching up this four-lane road. So my husband says, because he was closer to my side of the passenger side, roll down the window and say something to him. And I was like, I'm not saying something to him. He's wearing a hoodie. You know, like, I feel like he's just asking for confrontation. He's 15 years old. He knows what he's doing is not right and dangerous. Is he right? Would you have said something? 1-800-330-9999. Five calls determines what's right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Say something to him. He's got to learn respect.
But then what if he's like, mind your business, or he gives me the finger or something like that? Or even worse, he can call me old lady, and then what? And I'm like, wait a minute. Why do you think I'm old? Look, I'm wearing a hoodie too. I'm young, just like you. See?
Oh, no. Then you give him the look, you know that? Give him the look.
Five calls says it all. Do you speak up and do you say something to the kid, or do you not say a word?
Oh, I would absolutely mind my business. I mean, honestly, most teens are just looking for confrontation. So, like, maybe, like, slam your horn at them, or I wouldn't bother engaging with them. Everybody crosses the street illegally. Like, it's, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five calls says it all. What would you do if you saw that child illegally crossing the road?
Well, I'm around a bunch of kids on electric bikes these days, and I am constantly screaming at them because they think they own the road. They're going to get run over, so I don't think they should get away with it. And I am screaming my lungs out every time I see them.
I mean, screaming your lungs out seems like a bit much, because then it becomes a confrontation, right? And then you also look like the psycho old guy, let's be honest. Hey, Anna and Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you do? Do you say something to a teenager, or you let it go?
I have a big mouth, so I would have said something. I mean, what if they don't have decent parents?
somebody has to tell them how to behave.
Well, I mean, that's like part of my husband's argument, too, is like clearly somebody isn't telling them. But I'm like, what if they do have decent pairings and the kid is just being a kid? Then am I starting a bigger problem on trying to engage him? But I see what you're saying. Hi, it's Anna on Raven. Five Call says it all. What would you do if you saw a kid illegally crossing the road?
Hey, you've got to speak up. I mean, what if you saw the kid get hit by a car? How would you feel for yourself knowing if you had just yelled at him or said something, he could have avoided that?
I know. And, like, that makes me feel guilty, but I just feel like it's asking for trouble. But ultimately, the votes are four people say yes, one person says you say nothing, and at the end of the day, you have to say something. Oh, gosh, I can't believe my husband was right. I'm never going to hear the end of this.